Now time for the business news. And when the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was up 45 points, while the DAX and Euro were also up. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly. The Dow Jones is up and the S&P 500 is also up. And the Australian dollar is worth just over 90 US cents this morning. It'll also buy you just under 60 British pence and 115 New Zealand. The Indonesian government has announced emergency measures to boost its economy and strengthen the rupiah. It will increase import taxes on some luxury goods like cars and yachts, and aims to boost exports by offering tax breaks for some industries. It will also make it easy to invest in the country's minerals and agricultural sectors.
The government is looking at this issue seriously, and we are in every step to overcome and to mitigate the impact of the global turbulence, the tapering of quantitative easing. We are in every step to improve the structural problem in the current account deficit.
The country's share market and currency have taken a battering in the past week. Investors have been moving money out on the hopes of an improvement in the United States economy.